After the excesses of the past few weeks, you might be tempted to detox. Well, don't. The charity Sense About Science says you will be wasting your time. They've compiled a leaflet debunking claims made on 11 products, from drinks and diet supplements to patches and even a detox brush. And they say there is a perfectly adequate detoxing system of its own in our bodies called the liver. Dr. Ben Goldacre is the author of Bad Science. Nas Amir Ahmadi is the managing director of Detox in a Box. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Dr. Goldacre, do we need to detoxify ever?
No, detox just isn't really a very meaningful scientific term. It's a marketing slogan. These are gimmicky short-term rituals. But the problem is that risk factors for ill health, like whether you eat well, whether you get plenty of exercise, whether you drink too much, if you smoke and so on, these risk factors for ill health last, they act over a lifetime. So 4 weeks is not really going to make any difference to your long-term health. It's just a kind of, it's a ritual, if you like. It's a purification ritual. And it's symbolic rather than actually sort of meaningful for your health.
Nas Amir Ahmadi, do you accept that your detox in a box is symbolic rather than effective?
No, ours is definitely an effective programme. Firstly, we don't actually sell any of the quick fix options. Ours is a natural meal plan which educates people on how to eat healthily.
But how long do you have to sign up to it?
You can sign up for as long as you like, a week. Primarily clients normally do a month to get really good benefits. But it is a plan that people can follow long term. It's an education into a long term healthy
way of
eating.
What's in a box then?
In a box, we send clients breakfast, lunch and dinner each day,
which comprises
are all natural products. There's no additives, no salts, no sugars. We also exclude wheat and dairy to give the body a chance to rest. And it's basically to help the vital organs the doctor's spoken of to actually detox naturally.
Dr. Goldacre, do you think that sounds like a good idea?
Eating fresh fruit and veg sounds like a great idea to me, but eating expensive fresh fruit and veg with a cheap marketing slogan like detox on the box, I think it's a waste of time. And I think the risk is that this kind of voodoo about food, I mean, they talk on their website about how it will sort of rid your body of mercury and cadmium, and they talk about, you know, all this quite frightening stuff about how toxins have built up in your body since childhood. And the problem is this voodoo about food is disempowering, I think, to people, because it overcomplicates diet, it makes it unnecessarily complicated. But also this idea that you can fix things in just a month of healthy eating is also quite disempowering and quite dangerous, because it means that people will imagine that they're doing something useful for their lives when actually they're not. And I think that's quite destructive.
I'd have to actually disagree with you, doctor, because we are actually empowering people to make healthy changes towards their lifestyle. And what I hope this report doesn't do is to discourage people from making an effort to become healthy. And I think
about those claims that Dr. Goldacre says about, you know, the things that you're eating, your having your detox in a box is going to do to you?
What's the evidence that it will get rid of cadmium from my body?
Well, we haven't actually made any claims on our website about cadmium or mercury, so I don't actually know which website you're referring to.
You say one of the most complex detoxification functions is against heavy metals such as lead, mercury, cadmium, which you misspell. I presume you mean cadmium, nickel, arsenic and aluminium.
I actually think you must be referring to the wrong website, Dr.
I'm in slight difficulty here because I haven't got the website in front of me, so I can't...
Well, I'll check and I'll post on badscience.net later.
Come back to me.
Website.
But natural food is the way to go forward. A lot of people don't understand how to eat healthily. We educate them. They get fantastic results, which they tell us about all the time.
So, Dr. Goldacre, just a final piece of advice. Should we just be perhaps not drinking, perhaps drinking more water, something like that?
I think we should all work to live as healthily as we can for the whole of our lives, and I think that gimmicky short-term solutions will only mislead us into wrongly believing that we're doing something useful.
Okay, open that bottle of wine then. Dr. Ben Goldacre, Nas Amir Ahmadi, thank you both.
Thank you very much.